are the numbers?
Kathy, this is Willingham, I have some information for you.
We're about to begin a teleconference.
Okay, the meeting will come to order. My name is Mike Byrne, I'm chairman of the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, and today is March 19, 1982. Bill before the committee today is House Bill Number 812, an appropriation for Mount Edgecombe. We have witnesses, we're having a teleconference. We have the first witness is Representative Al Adams from Kotzebue, Alaska. And Representative Adams, if you would proceed, bearing in mind that you too have to be back on the floor at the House session at 4 o'clock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the House Health Committee. I'm here today to testify on House Bill 812, of which I am prime sponsor, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Education for Mount Edgecombe High School. In a time when state oil revenues are declining and the state legislature is working to trim the state operating budget and limit state capital projects to a level that is in keeping with the declining revenue, it may seem odd that I would seek support and request that funds be appropriated to any special interest. However, one of the state's responsibilities is to provide basic service to our state residents, which is education for our young Alaskans. Mount Edgecombe High School opened its doors in 1947 to serve the needs of rural Alaskans, who at that time were not provided with secondary education schools in their communities. Since its inception, Mount Edgecombe has graduated 3,900 students. This would not have been accomplished otherwise. Time has changed, and with the Molly Hoots case still fresh in our memories, rural Alaskans are receiving this very basic service, which is secondary education in their community, or have access to state operating boarding home programs. Unfortunately, these major improvements in providing adequate education to rural Alaskans cannot take the place or compensate for Mount Edgecombe High School. If indeed Alaska is to utilize those resources within its grasp, it must continue to fully educate its youth. I am one of those fortunate rural Alaskans when I graduated in 1961 who benefit from the education provided by Mount Edgecombe High School. In conclusion, I urge your support for this appropriation to Mount Edgecombe High School in order that this great institution will continue its vital work it has set out to do. I thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the HES Committee.
I certainly appreciate your testimony, Mr. Adams. Representative Cato has a question for you.
Yes, Representative Adams. This is a state match of federal money. How much federal money is involved?
Every year the federal government puts approximately between 5.8 to 6.5 for the operation of Mount Edgecombe. This here would be half the match. This is approximately state money, half state and half federal. But one of the things I wanted to do in here was also place it that any Alaskans that come from a community of less than 4,000 would be eligible to participate in Mount Edgecombe no matter where they live in the state of Alaska.
Thank you very much, Representative Adams. Appreciate that. All righty, then let's, our next witness here would be Donna Kiaus, Mount Edgecombe alumnus. Donna, are you here? Where are you? Eleanor Weedman. Is Eleanor Weedman here? We'll relax a minute here while we're looking for the witness. Here we go. Hi, are you Donna?
Yes.
Oh, swell. How about sitting right down there at the end of that table where that speaker is, and then we'll tell us your name and who you represent, and then kind of give us your views, if you will, please, on this bill that we're looking at today.
Okay. In that speech, I introduced myself, so I'll just
recording.
Okay, you betcha.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, please go right ahead, yeah.
Chairman, members of the House Hess Committee, my name is Donna Caius and I am from Barrow, Alaska. Since 1947, Monachum High School has been available to thousands of Alaska Natives to help equip them with an education that has enabled them to assume responsible occupations and roles of leadership throughout Alaska. Monachum High School is now in a very serious situation of facing possible closure after the FY83 school year. The reasons cited for Monachum's closure are high costs of operating the school, and the federal government appears to be supplanting state responsibility. This position is based on the off-reservation boarding school study by the Department of Interior in May 1980, and you have a copy in your file available. The issue of who is responsible for the education of Native children in Alaska is a complex one. The Alaska Constitution, Article 7, Section 1, requires the state to maintain a system of public schools open to all the children of the state. On the other hand, it has been recognized that it is the responsibility and goal of the federal government to provide comprehensive education programs and services for Indians and Alaska Natives, as stated in the Indian Self-Determination Act. House Bill H-12 would make a special appropriation of $2.8 million for the operation of Monachum High School. The passage of this bill would enable the state and federal government to work together and properly administer a step to a solution to our educational problems for rural Alaska students. Any amount of money cannot equal the opportunity or privilege to receive an education. Education is the basis of growing and learning to live in our society and is necessary if a person is to lead a contributing life. I had the privilege of attending Monachum High School for 2 years and I graduated last fall. It means so much to so many people of Alaska if Mount Edgecum High School will be given a chance to prove how much it can and will do for the Native students of Alaska. Such an alternative as Mount Edgecum gives students the opportunity to get away from a troubled environment and the opportunity to become someone, to have dreams, to have goals, also even the opportunity for religion to become an important and most needed role in their lives. I have these opportunities, and that is why other people and I have fought, prayed, and worked together in hope that Mount Edgecum High School will continue as an educational alternative so the future Native students of Alaska will also have these opportunities. The decision of the passage of House Bill 812 is a very crucial one, and I am asking for your support for Mount Edgecum High School. I would be more than happy to assist in any way I can to come to a conclusion to help my Native people, because I know that if anything is worth fighting for and standing up for, it is Mount Edgecum High School. I believe in Mount Edgecum High School. I love Mount Edgecum High School. I feel it is definitely needed in the state of Alaska. Please help us to keep it open. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Donna. Any questions from members of the committee? Donna, when did you finish over there at Mount Edgecum? Just press the button and talk.
I graduated last May 1981.
1981, yeah. And then, I see, and are you going to school now?
No, I'm working for Representative Adams as a secretary, and also I went to the University of Alaska first semester.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, well, that's very good. Thank
also,
you.
Also, Mr. Chairman, today we received letters. All these letters right here from the students of Mount Edgecombe High School, and also we have accumulated 1,646 signatures on a petition that is also available for your viewing if you wish.
Oh, okay, thank you. How old are you now?
I'm 18.
18 years old?
Yes.
Well, that's very good. Thank you very much.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
That. All right, Eleanor Weedman is a Mount Edgecombe student, and I think she wants to testify also. We want to hear from you young people, you know, because if we do all these things, eventually you'll have to pay the bills, right?
Hmm?
I thought that might surprise you. I said you young people will have to pay all these bills if we charge these things today, right? For schools and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. We're just kidding a little bit. Go ahead.
My name is Eleanor Weedman. It is a great privilege to be here in Juneau today to share my feelings as well as the feelings of the students, parents, and many concerned people about a very serious matter which will have such a tremendous impact on the state of Alaska. There are many reasons why we feel the closure of Mount Edgecombe High School will be a terrible mistake. You are probably well aware of the important role Mount Edgecombe has played in Alaska since 1947. Mount Edgecombe has earned an excellent reputation for quality education and has been responsible for producing outstanding leaders in the state of Alaska. There are those who have become or are presently training to become doctors, lawyers, some in colleges, and a few who are training to work for their native corporations or making many other kinds of valuable contributions to their state. The government and people of Alaska have been wanting more native Alaskan leaders in the state of Alaska, which requires good education. We believe that Mount Edgecombe offers that education that will prepare students to go on to training or higher education. If Mount Edgecombe closes, I believe that there will be a greater increase of dropouts. There are students I have known from my region, as well as from other areas, who have dropped out and later attended Mount Edgecombe and then successfully completed their high school education, making use of themselves as good citizens. Mount Edgecombe does not only have courses for intelligent and talented students, but has courses for average students and students who need special education. We have teachers and dormitory staff who very often spend many hours to take time working with students' personal needs. Some have been working for 29 years or more and still enjoy working for Mount Edgecombe and teaching the students. Because of the fact that many of the teachers at Mount Edgecombe do remain for a long period of time, this is an advantage, for they learn how to understand and work with the students. Whereas in the villages, from my observation, the teachers do not stay very long. Because of this, they do not adjust to the students or conditions and get to know and understand them as well. There is not the continuity that Mount Edgecombe High School provides. When I was attending the school in my hometown, which is Neustrieha, I was in a classroom which consisted of three subjects. In one part of the room, a subject was being taught by one teacher. In the other part, there were two subjects being taught by one teacher at the same time. The classes in many village high schools are inadequate and usually don't help students to benefit from them, as academic work is not competitive. This is mainly because it is very difficult for the small staff in the Bush High School to provide all the courses high school students need. Because of this lack of challenging work and activities, many young people in the villages are becoming more involved with drugs and alcohol. The number is drastically increasing each year. In contrast, at Mount Edgecombe, there are a wide range of activities, numerous opportunities for interaction, and challenging academic work which helps the students to stay occupied. In Mount Edgecombe, there is a strict policy concerning drugs and alcohol, which helps to discourage many students from using them. Another strict policy which is beneficial is the policy that forces all students to be on time and attend all classes unless it is unavoidable. Whereas in the villages, tardies and absences are a big problem. Some students who are yet still in grade school are looking forward to coming to Mount Edgecombe for their high school. I have not only got my education at Mount Edgecombe, but I've learned to make certain decisions, become self-reliant, and be more responsible because of the work we are required to do, both in the dorm and class, and the activities I have participated in, such as cross-country, track, drill team, gymnastics, and class secretary. This year, I am assuming responsibilities as vice president of the student council. The opportunities to develop leadership are limitless. I have also come to know my personal savior. If it hadn't been for Mount Edgecombe, I wouldn't have the knowledge which will greatly affect my future plans. This is not provided in my hometown. There, because there are fewer subjects and everyone knows one another well, the students aren't motivated to do their work in or outside of class. When I attended Mount Edgecombe, I saw a big difference in attitude and in effort in doing my work in and outside of class. The chance to interact with many different natives in various parts of Alaska is also a great opportunity students have at Mount Edgecombe, and working together helps us to gain an understanding and feeling of unity. This helps to adjust to situations we will have to face later in life, where we will need to deal with people from our vast state. Because my mother and a few other people from my hometown cannot read, write, or speak very good English, they wanted me to say a few things at this meeting. Quote, "We feel that Mount Edgecombe has affected students in many different ways, which probably no other school in Alaska would. The students are lucky to have their variety of education, activities, and staff workers, and provided transportation. We are thankful for all of that, but to hear that it might be closed is more than a pity," unquote. Many of the people who favor closing Mount Edgecombe have never actually visited our school or talked with students whose futures will be greatly affected. Is it fair to make such a decision which will greatly affect many of our future without making every effort to personally ensure that it is the right decision? For the last 2 years, the student council, as well as the student body, has been doing everything within our power to delay the closure of our school. We joyfully and gratefully receive the news that Mount Edgecombe High School will be open for another year. However, the battle is not yet over. We must ensure that Mount Edgecombe High School will exist for many years to come in order to meet the needs of those future leaders of Alaska who still have need of a school such as Mount Edgecombe in order to reach their fullest potential. We must not rest until this goal is achieved. We cannot afford to become lax just because our school has been given a year's reprieve. There is much work to do. We who will graduate next year and those who have graduated at Mount Edgecombe the past years owe to those who will follow us and guarantee that they will have the same opportunities that have been available to us. This is a debt that we owe to our people, our state, and our school. That is why I have come to speak to you today. I understand the reasons for the possible closure of our school, but isn't adequately meeting the needs of the native people worth any cost? If all the small schools provided an equal education, would it not cost more? We are also very concerned about the fact that at the present time, Mount Edgecombe will not be able to enroll freshmen for the 1982-83 school year. This is a big disappointment because we feel that those freshmen who would like to attend Mount Edgecombe should have the same chance to share the same valuable experience. It is our hope that perhaps the House Bill number 812 would provide the funding for a freshman class. Is it fair to take away the opportunity for those who
strongly and deeply that such a school is needed to help them achieve their future goals. We would also like very much to see that the state legislature pass a measure that would ensure funding for Mount Edgecombe for the years to come. We strongly believe it would be unfair to us who are presently attending and those who wish to attend in the future to take away this opportunity to develop leadership which has already benefited so many of us who are students and graduates of Mount Edgecombe High School. We feel that Mount Edgecombe is essential. It is very hard for me, as well as those who believe so strongly in Mount Edgecombe, to tell you how very deeply many of us feel about our school and how much we respect Mount Edgecombe and what it stands for. I cannot urge you enough to do everything within your power. We need your help. We are proud of our school and feel that a freshman class should be allowed to enroll and that Mount Edgecombe should remain open. Not only next year, but for many years to come. We will greatly appreciate your full and active support in helping to keep our proud tradition going strong. Thank you. Any questions?
Well, thank you very much, Eleanor. Let's see. Pardon? Representative Cato has something here.
Yes, Eleanor. I thought I knew my geography of Alaska well, having taught Alaska history. Where is your village actually located?
It's near Dillingham in the Bristol Bay area.
Thank you.
Yeah, Eleanor, are you a graduate of Mount Edgecombe, you said?
I'm a student presently attending.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you're still a student there, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And where are you from?
Neustiahawk, Alaska.
How do you say that again?
Neustiahawk.
Neustiahawk. Okay, thank you. And how long have you gone to Mount Edgecombe?
This is my third year now.
Third year, I see. Okay. Well, let's see. What is your long-range goal yourself in education?
Well, after I graduate from Mount Edgecombe, I plan to go to college, but I'm not really sure which college I'm going to. I'm still looking at the different colleges and see what might help me with my future plans, but I'm not really sure right now. It takes time, so I'm not really rushing to think.
Yeah, you have plenty of time yet to figure all that out. And Representative Martin.
Yes, thank you, Chairman Burns. I apologize for being late, but I had to solve a small problem with the university. We're not having the same problem, too, with land. One of the beauties I see about the Mount Edgecombe is that it can be kept open by the state and being an alternative for loyal students. I think by using the word loyal, we'll get around the problem of people saying that it's unconstitutional to keep it for Native students alone, and that's a minor problem if all of our loyal students need a Mount Edgecombe as an alternative. And one of the high hopes I had about Mount Edgecombe is that the students would enter that school according to the success in the loyal area schools. And so there may be an incentive program that those who are excelling and those who are certainly going on to post-secondary education will be the lucky ones to go to Mount Edgecombe. And what I'm thinking of, is that more rational to do something like that, to call for competition and then those students who are in the last 2 years or last 3 years who have a certain grade average get to go to Mount Edgecombe at the preparatory school, or should it be open for everyone?
Yeah.
What I'm worrying about, instead of having the school open for everyone and anyone that wants to go to Mount Edgecombe rather than to the local school facilities, can we use this as a vehicle for those who want to excel, those who want to use Mount Edgecombe to get a broader base education to go to the university or college?
I think it should be open to everyone who has desires to go there, not only for the ones who
If we do that, I understand there's quite a waiting list now for students to get in. And it seems like that even if we go to the maximum, when Manhattan used to serve 700 students, I don't know if we'll have enough room for everyone who wants to go. I'm thinking of some way to make it a good incentive program, because you know Mount Eskom is something special, and would the students who live in the Royal area work a little harder in the local schools to be able to go to Mount Eskom?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Excuse me, Juno, this is Sandpoint.
We hear you, Sandpoint. What's up? Go ahead, Representative Martin.
Oh, okay. Same point in here, okay. Donna, will you ever get back to it? Thank you.
May I ask?
Sure.
My name is Donna Caius. In response to Representative Martin, his question, as I believe, is whether so many students are applying and not being accepted. Well, that is in the case of many schools that are worthy quality education. With as far as applying at Mount Edgecombe, they go through a certain step of whether the students' reasons and the parents' reasons are good enough to get in the school. Like myself, I grew up in Fairbanks and I moved to Barrow, and I felt that it was better for me to leave Barrow and get my education. So I went to Mount Edgecombe. I was accepted. The application clearly states for you to give the reasons why you wish to attend Mount Edgecombe and also your parents' wishes. As far as regarding whether certain students should be allowed to go, I feel that it should be open to all the students of Alaska, because like any other school, it goes through an application system, and that's just the way
Knowledge
operates also.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for your testimony here today. That was very comprehensive, and I appreciate that very much. Let me tell you about our schedule this afternoon now. It's 3:30 now, and we have about 20 more minutes. Is about all the time we have, because we're going back into session in the House at 4 o'clock. So I'd like to pick up some of those witnesses from out of town, if possible, and we'll go over to Dillingham right now. We haven't heard from Dillingham, and I understand there's a participant in Dillingham who wants to speak, but who's let's see, Mr. Lukey Engelcock in the Dillingham office wants to testify, and if you can go ahead, Mr. Engelcock, I'd appreciate it.
Mr. Lukey Engelcock is from Equok, and he's on the school board at Mount Edgecombe. Here's Mr. Engelcock.
Mr. Chairman, Lukey Engelcock from Equok, Alaska. I'm the chairman of Mount Edgecombe School Board. I've been school board for 5 years, and I'd like to see Mount Edgecombe continue on, because on these small villages, and I'm from a small village, and kids are not getting the education they should be getting in these small villages. They don't got enough teachers, and they don't got enough subjects to teach the kid. And I've been in Mount Edgecombe, been going in and out there as a school board for 4 or 5 years, and I've been looking at the place, and it's where our native leaders are all coming from, the graduates from Mount Edgecombe, and then I'd like to see Mount Edgecombe continue on as long as it could until these small village schools are big enough to teach the students. That's all I got. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. How long have you been president of the Mount Edgecombe School Board?
Well, I've been president for Mount Edgecombe School Board. This is my third year. I got elected as a chairman for Mount Edgecombe Board.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. If I understand it correctly, there's no one, there's nobody else in the Dillingham office to testify, so we'll go on to Sitka right now. Or maybe we can hear from Andrew Hope. And remember that we're running out of time, so I'd like to have you be as brief as possible. Thank you very much. Sitka, can you hear me?
Yes, this is Andrew Hope. I work with Sitka Community Association, a federal Indian tribe located in Sitka. We've been working for some time now to protect the interests and represent the interests of our tribal members who work and reside on Mount Edgecombe High School. And this is one of the broader issues that I'll address, and it relates to the economic impacts that would be that this bill would address. The problem is simple enough. What will our people do for shelter and unemployment if the federal government pulls out and nobody else comes in to pick up some of the slack? At the present time, approximately two-thirds of the Mount Edgecombe High School workforce is Native. The vast majority of residents on Japonski, Alice, and Charcoal Islands are Native. The basic infrastructure on these islands is obviously in need of redevelopment. The utilities are outdated, the water system should be upgraded, and some of the facilities are in need of rehabilitation or replacement. This redevelopment should reoccur regardless of who manages or owns the facilities in the future. Once the redevelopment work takes place, the potential for cooperative development by the public and private sector is truly enormous. It will take a partnership of approach to avoid economic chaos in our community. We need the cooperation of government at the state, the local, and the federal level, as well as support from the private sector. It has often been stated that Alaska lags far behind the rest of the U.S. in infrastructure development. This is the case with Mount Edgecombe. We offer our cooperation for a united redevelopment effort for the future of Mount Edgecombe, and we feel that this bill, this legislation, House Bill 812, addresses this problem, and we encourage you to support it, passage of it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. It appears that there's another witness or two over in the Sitka area. And first of all, who's in the room now who wants to testify?
Mr. Chairman, this is the moderator in Sitka. We do have one student representing the high school, Vivian Johnson. If acceptable with you, she will speak next. We also have Mr. Ellerding representing the chamber, Mr. Paul Pearson, Mayor John Dasovich, and I believe that's it for people. Oh, I'm sorry, one more. Mr. John Stein with the City and Borough Assembly. These folks would all like to speak.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll tell you what our problem is. We're going to have a special session in the House at 4 o'clock, and so I figure that we're going to lose our members in about 10 minutes. And so what I'd like to do is to hear from Vivian Johnson there, as I understand she's the high school student, and particularly if her testimony is brief, I'd like to hear from her. And then if you could pick out somebody else there, one other witness, we could probably hear two people all together, provided neither one of them goes over 5 minutes. Do you think we can handle that?
Yes, we'll certainly try, Mr. Chairman. Vivian will try to speak as quickly as possible, and we'll be checking to see who else can talk fast. Thank you.
Well, that's good. Well, don't talk so fast. Just shorten your testimony down. We've had some real good testimony here today. Thank you.
name is Vivian Johnson. I am the president of the Mount Edgecombe High School student body for the 1981-1982 school year. I am a senior. This will be my third year attending Mount Edgecombe High School. I am from Emalloc, which is on the lower Yukon River. I am representing the Mount Edgecombe High School student body. Today we come to discuss the topic of Mount Edgecombe High School. We deeply appreciate this opportunity to voice our opinions, and we also appreciate the fact that you have called us all here together to hear the reasonings of all concerned. This past summer I was visiting relatives. One couple, who are former graduates of Mount Edgecombe High School, were discussing their two-month-old daughter's place of attending high school. One parent wanted her to attend the local high school, and the other wanted her to attend the Mount Edgecombe High School. They finally decided on Mount Edgecombe. They chose Mount Edgecombe because they realized from their own experiences that it would provide a better education for their child. I think this shows the tremendous effect Mount Edgecombe High School has on Alaskan Natives. At Mount Edgecombe High School, if a student needs special and individual help, there are programs available in all areas. Also for students like myself who plan to go on to higher education, it provides challenging curriculum within the high school as well as access to nearby colleges. I have been taking college classes during my senior year to help me make the transition from one phase of education to another. Mount Edgecombe High School also has a highly developed interscholastic and intramural sports program as well as many extracurricular activities. It also provides students with access to better health facilities. A comparison would be that at home I live more than 200 miles away from a hospital or doctor, and at Mount Edgecombe I live less than a city block away. This not only helps students in curing, but also in prevention of health problems. Besides these and many other reasons, I think that the school is a very important byway. It not only provides quality education, but it is important to Alaska in many other ways. It is a communication point for the state. Students coming from small villages have little idea about other peoples and areas of Alaska. At Mount Edgecombe, students gain an understanding of all the other Alaskan Native groups, including their background and personalities. I feel a feeling of unity is found that lasts a lifetime. Because of this, we find that students easily adapt to situations in which they must work with other people from throughout Alaska. This has been an important factor in producing many leaders for our state. Provides a door to the outside world. Students are exposed to many new and broadening experiences by still having the security of a home-like atmosphere. These experiences help prepare students to go on to college or to other sources of further education. I attended a village high school my freshman year. From my observation, these are some of the advantages that Mount Edgecombe offers other than the ones I previously mentioned. At Mount Edgecombe, there is pressure to do work and to achieve rather than just goofing off. Thus, students adjust to school and have to really earn their grades. Students experience living away from home and learn to be more responsible and independent. I have noticed that dropouts from other schools quite often do fine and get along well academically and socially. I feel that before a decision is made concerning Mount Edgecombe High School, every effort should be made to investigate the tremendous impact this will have on the course of educating students in Alaska. I feel that every person concerned with making this decision and with the fate of the state of Alaska owes it to the future generations of Alaskan students and to the state to visit our school and talk with all those that would be affected and make a thorough study of the issue. If all those individuals would take the time and effort to do this, then I feel that there can be no other decision except to close, to keep the closure of Manishkum from happening. I am very proud of Manishkum High School. I feel that Manishkum High School is a very important and necessary educational resource. It should be available to all Alaskan students. That is why the student body wishes to take measures to see that the freshman class of the 1980s school year has the opportunity to be admitted to a school such as Mount Edgecombe. The decision made denying this opportunity to these students is wrong and unfair. It is our hope that the state legislature will appropriate monies that will make it possible for incoming freshmen to be admitted to Mount Edgecombe High School. We would also hope that continued funding would be provided so that the educational advantages that Mount Edgecombe has offered to the state of Alaska for the last 35 years will continue to be available to the many individuals who might not otherwise have the opportunity to develop to their full potential. I ask you to give us your full support and backing in this issue. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much there, Vivian. Appreciate that. That was very good testimony. Now, I think you've made a big impression on Representative Martin, and I think he wants to make a statement here.
Thank you, Chairman Byrne. Because of the shortness of time in this committee hearing, and also I certainly don't want to be impolite to all the people who have prepared their testimony, but also, sir, because of the shortness of the session suddenly coming upon us, and this bill must go to another committee before the floor session, I'd like to make a motion, sir, that House Bill 812 pass out of the House Committee. And that's unanimous consent.
All right, that's the motion's before us, and that's with individual recommendations, right?
Yes, sir.
And are there any objections to moving the bill out of committee with individual recommendations? Representative Malone.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, I don't have any objections to the motion. I did have a question on some of the information presented to the committee. I have this document entitled Report Mount Edgecombe Consultation Meetings, November 1980, and in the table of contents it lists a page 13, which includes recommendations, but my report doesn't include that page, and I checked with Representative Cato and Hoos didn't, and I wondered whether I could get that page 13 for my file.
Let's see, that's,
what
was that regarding
then? It's capital page 12.
This is Sitka. We are not receiving from Juno if you're transmitting now.
We're holding right now. We're looking up something. The question has been raised by Representative Malone. I think you said page 12 of this document, labeled a report on Mount Edgecombe consultation meeting, is dated November 1980. Page 12. Did you say page 12 was missing?
13.
Page 13?
Page 13, Mr. Chairman, apparently had the recommendations.
Okay. Now, you think... So you ask this witness if we could have the information provided to us?
Through the chair, I certainly do that, Mr. Chairman. I don't intend to delay the motion. I would just like to have the information for my review. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Well, then, is there any further discussion of the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? All those in favor, signify by saying or hold up your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Do both, yeah. Good. Okay. That means the Representative Martin, Malone, and Cato, and myself, Byrne, have approved the motion, and so the bill is passed from our committee now, will now go to Finance Committee. And that will conclude our teleconference, and thank you all very much. Anything else to come?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sitka's clear.
Anything else to come before the meeting?
I did did want to bring up one bill, and I'm trying to think of number. Oh, I know, Representative Burns, I think I talked to you before, and just this morning I found out the bill number. If we could have House Bill 111 scheduled, this is the autonomous bill. Just have to think of the number of it upstairs, 111.
Whatever that bill is, let's put it up and get it scheduled on at one of our earliest meetings.
Yes, sir. Okay. Okay. We've had a hearing.
Right. Representative Malone, did you have something to say before we adjourned?
No, not now. I'll save it for the next meeting. Thank you.
Okay, our next meeting will be what, Monday?
Monday. And let us have the whole weekend off.
Right. All right. That's it. All right. Meeting will be adjourned then.
Thank you very much.
We're excited to go to work.
Yeah. Got the. Yeah.
All right.